presenting Dick Cole and his thrilling adventures at Parr Military Academy.
We'll always be dear to Parr. We'll praise her wherever we are. We'll cheer her each day with a hip hip hooray. It's a room there's no school like Parr. We'll sing out our loyalty. We'll ring out with voices free. As we travel through life, we will follow our star. We'll always be near to Parr.
Listen, boys and girls, today we bring you another exciting episode in the adventures of Dick Cole at Parr Military Academy. You've known Dick Cole in Blue Bolt Magazine and in Foremost Comics for a long time, and now you meet him every week at this time over this same station on the air. In just a moment, you'll hear from Dick Cole himself. But first, here's a message you'll all want to hear. Here's Dick Cole himself to tell you something about today's thrilling episode.
Hiya, gang. Today's story is about a vacation trip that my roommate, Simba Carno, and I took not long ago. It was one of the strangest trips we've ever made. A trip to a lonely, primitive island in the Pacific. And we had one of the weirdest and most dangerous adventures we've ever had. But first, let me ask you something. Do you believe in local gods? In local island gods who do mysterious and terrible things? Well, Simba and I don't either. And it's a good thing that we don't. And that we didn't when we made our trip. Or I wouldn't be here to tell the story today. Our story starts as we were aboard the little freighter that was carrying us to the island.
Oh, golly, Dick. The weather keeps getting warmer every day. We're really getting into a tropical zone, aren't we?
I'll say we are. We can get some sunburn if we aren't careful.
Yeah.
Oh, Parr Academy seems pretty far away.
Sure does. Oh, Dick, what's the name of this island that we're going to? I always forget it. It has such a funny name.
Malauna Mau. It's one of the little islands of the South Seas group.
Malauna Mau.
That's it.
Well, all I can say is that it was sure nice of my Uncle Edward to arrange this trip for us.
It was certainly generous of him.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, granted that we helped to save his life that time down in Florida, but I never even dreamed that he'd send us on a vacation trip like this with all of our expenses paid and everything.
Well, that's the kind of a guy that Uncle Edward is. The way I understand it, he had a wonderful time once on this Malauna, whatever its name is, and he thought we'd have a lot of fun there, too.
Well, I certainly intend to.
Yeah, so do I. Dick, do you know anything much about the place? What kind of an island it is or anything?
Well, I know there's a fairly large settlement of natives there, and that's about all. There isn't any real civilization to speak of.
I don't suppose the natives are very wild or anything like that.
No, I don't suppose they are.
Seriously, though, Dick, there's something about this island that I've heard of before, and not from Uncle Edward either. What could it be, do you suppose?
Well, Malauna Mau made a lot of headlines during the war. Maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Well, if it is, I've forgotten it. What exactly did happen there?
Don't you remember, Simba? The island has a wonderful natural harbor, protected by an atoll. And the Japs were using it as a secret base for one of their submarine fleets.
Oh, golly, didn't we get wise?
I'll say we did. The United States Navy and the Army Air Force, they both showed up early one morning and blasted that subfleet to bits. Oh, it was a terrific shellacking. They threw hundreds and hundreds of tons of explosives at Malauna Mau's shoreline in the atoll.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? It's all over and done with now.
Well, that isn't why I said it. I was just thinking that...
Oh, you were just thinking, huh?
Mm-mm.
That's always dangerous.
If I weren't so lazy, I'd probably take a poke at you. Look, Dick, look. If there was that heavy a bombardment, isn't it possible that the whole darn island got washed away in the sea?
It's still there, you goof, as you'll see for yourself in a couple of more days.
Yeah, but, Dick, isn't it possible that the shells and the bombs weakened the whole island so much
now,
that...
Take it easy, pal. This much is possible, I suppose. Like so many of these little Pacific islands, Malauna Mau is built on a coral foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that on a little place like that, the foundation could be injured by a heavy bombardment.
Thanks, Professor. Well, now I'm wondering this. Suppose the shelling made the whole foundation so darn flimsy that when a high sea is running, the entire island might just collapse like a kid's toy balloon when you stick a pin into it.
You know what I think?
From your tone, I'm not going to like this one bit, but I'll bite. What are you thinking?
That you'd better get inside the cabin and out of this tropical sun in a hurry, my boy. Or you won't have anything left in your head to think with.
This is the life, Dick, my boy.
Oh, yes, sir. Want to go for another swim?
No, 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 not right now. In the first place, I'm too lazy. In the second place, you're too good for me. We've raced a dozen times a day, and I haven't beaten you yet.
Well, lazy is the answer. I'm feeling pretty lazy myself.
Dick, how long have we been here on Malauna Mau? Hey, how do you like that? I got the name right without trying.
Well, I'm very impressed by your getting it right. And we've been here for a week now.
Mm-hmm. Another 4 weeks before the freighter comes by for us. Hey, how about going fishing again later on?
Okay. See, you know what I'd like to do?
What?
I'd like to try spearfishing at night, the way the natives do.
It might be fun. I wonder if we could get old Tanny to show us how they do it. He seems to be a friendly, nice old fella.
Oh, we can ask anybody but old Tanny, you dope.
Huh?
He's the native chief. We'd be lowering his dignity or something if we did ask him. You know, he's quite a guy. He speaks perfect English. The missionaries taught him as a kid.
Well, let's ask him to recommend somebody. If I can get myself off this beach, maybe we ought to go up to his cabin right now.
It won't be necessary.
Huh? Come again, please?
You don't have to go up to Tani's house. We're getting deluxe service. Look, Simba, isn't that old Tani coming this way right now? See over that way. Down the beach.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. I didn't recognize him for a minute. He's wearing some kind of a black cloak. Boy, you'd think he'd smother in it on a hot day like this.
He looks awfully serious, too.
Oh, he's coming right this way. And the way he's walking, he looks like he's mad. And as though he were going to say something to us.
Hello, Chief Tani!
Aloha!
We were just coming up to see you, Chief Tani. We were talking, you see, and we thought we'd like to go spearfishing, and we wondered if maybe you could tell us which one of the young men of the tribe could show us how
to... I am not here to talk about spearfish. I have come to talk to Malahini.
Well, what's Malahini?
That's us, Malahini, strangers. Well, sorry, Chief Tani. What is it you want to talk to us about?
Wale Kanao is angry.
Well, who's that?
Wale Kanao is the chief of our gods. As I am chief of the tribe of the living, Wale Kanao is the chief of our gods. He is the protector of our peoples and the heavenly chief of our island people. And he is angry.
What's he sore about?
Shut up, Simba. The chief is serious.
I am very serious. For Wale Kanao is wreaking a terrible punishment on my people. And when he is angry, he knows no mercy, no kindness. And he is more angry now than he was when he made the smoke arise from our mountain and the liquid fire descend into our villages.
He means the volcano up there erupting.
Sure. Well, I'm sorry your god is angry, Tani.
What's he doing to your people?
The past night, at the hour of midnight by the watch of the Americans, Wale Kanao calls the home of Pali a fine young man to be crumpled like coral dust and thrown into the sea.
Boy, that's a whopper.
Now, hold on, Simba. You say the home of this Pali was thrown into the sea, Tani. How did that happen?
The home of Polly and his wife and their two children stood up there, on the north cliff, overlooking the sea. The ground beneath their home gave way at the midnight hour, and all was dropped into the sea. The god was not vengeful against Polly personally. He and his family were all away attending a luau, and so they were unhurt.
Well, that was lucky.
The night previous, at the same hour of midnight, the home of Moku was likewise dropped into the sea. Again, the god was merciful, and no one was killed or hurt. But this cannot go on. Wali Kanao must stop this destruction of our homes and property, of our very island itself.
We'll be glad to do anything we can to help, of course.
Oh, sure, anything to pitch in.
Tonight, the two young American boys will go with me to a spot near the North Cliffs at the midnight hour. Our men will all be gathered there, and we will see if Wali Kanao's anger has not yet been appeased.
We'll be glad to come, of course.
Sure, but you don't have to be tough about it.
Wali Kanao does not like strangers. He does not permit the presence of strangers here on the island of Malano Mau.
Hey, you're not suggesting that we have something to do with all of this.
I do not say that the young American strangers are responsible for Wali Kanao's anger. I believe this to be true. But tonight we will know for certain. You will come with us to the sea cliffs tonight. And if the strangers are responsible, the strangers will go.
Well, what a nice big kettle of frying fish stew this is.
It's hard to argue with superstition, Simba. These people are all rather simple.
Yeah, sure, that's fine, Dick. But it'll be a month before the freighter comes back for us. I don't want to have to swim all the way across the Pacific to get back home, you know.
It's easy enough to figure out what's happening, of course. There's nothing to this junk about some local god getting mad.
Oh, of course not.
You remember that talk we had on board ship coming here?
You mean about the bombardment loosening and weakening the island's foundations?
Exactly. And I'll bet you anything you want that that's just what's happening.
Well, what makes you so sure?
I'll show you. Look over there beyond the cliffs. There's the atoll, see?
Uh-huh.
Well, when our Navy and Air Force shelled the atoll, the shots that went too far fell into the sea just off the cliffs. And the underwater concussions shook the coral foundations.
It all sounds very logical, Professor. But it isn't good enough.
It isn't? Why not?
Because I didn't like the look in old Tiny's eyes. He and his playmates are all sore because every night at midnight, a little chunk of their island falls into the ocean. And if it happens again tonight, they aren't going to be in any mood for listening to explanations.
Well, let's not cross that bridge until we come to it.
Well, there's only one thing that makes me happy right now. I sure am glad these people aren't cannibals.
Anger of Wali Kanao remains unappeased.
I never thought it would be cold on a tropical island, but all of a sudden I feel chilly.
Tommy, there's a very natural explanation for these things that have been happening here on your island lately.
Do not speak unless you are invited to speak. Wali Kanao does not like the jabbering of foreign tongues.
Oh, great chief.
Yes, my son.
Is it not time to begin the beating of the ceremonial drums?
Yes. It is almost the hour.
Perhaps the music of our ancestors will be pleasing to the ears of our gods. Perhaps it will soften their flaming anger.
Begin the drum.
We'll go back to the adventures of Dick Cole in just a moment. But right now, here's a message for you from the people who make this program possible.
Thank you.
back to the adventures of Dick Cole. You'll remember that when we left Dick and Simba, they were in a pretty tight spot. While vacationing on a small island in the Pacific, they were caught in a weird and unusual trap. Small parts of the northern edge of the island, weakened by wartime bombardment, were falling into the sea, and the superstitious natives were convinced that gods were responsible. Chief Tani had told Dick and Simba that they must go with him to the island's edge at the hour of midnight. A naked guard stands a few feet away, and the boys must speak softly to each other.
Boy, this is creepy. Does it get you, Dick, the way it does me?
Yes, it does, sort of. You don't believe in any of this mumbo-jumbo, but it gets under your skin a little bit anyway.
What time is it getting to be?
It's 11:45, and I...
The moon has appeared from behind the clouds.
Well, he come now, showing his face.
The moon came out right on time, Simba.
We are your servants, O Walikanau. We are here to do your bidding. We are your servants. We are your servants.
Dick! Dick, look! A chunk of the cliff is breaking away! That cabin over there on the cliff's edge. It's going to fall into the sea!
The rage of Walikanau is terrible!
He throws our land into the waste of the mighty sea! He crumples our homes in his hands as though they were toys!
His anger is not yet appeased!
His anger is not yet appeased!
Hardly believe it. A good 30 feet of the island breaking off and crashing into the ocean.
Boy, oh boy.
This is awful. Something ought to be done.
We hear your commands, O Walikanau.
We hear your commands and we will obey.
These strangers must go.
Only when the strangers go will Walikanau be happy. This has been shown to us this night.
These strangers must go.
These strangers must go.
It is the will of our God that the young American boys must die.
Chief, the wise Tani has spoken in the name of Walikanau and our other gods. These strangers will die.
Dick, this is serious.
Seize them.
No, you don't.
No.
Find them, Pat.
Hold on and listen to reason. No. This is the 20th century, for Pete's sake. This is 1946.
You will die.
No. No. What is it, Simba? How do you feel?
I've been known to feel better, pal. If only I could make these natives listen to reason.
If only I had a large hamburger and a chocolate malted right now.
Simba, this is no time to think of food.
Might as well, Dick. In a little while, we won't be thinking of anything anymore. Ever.
If only I could get Tani to listen to me. Hey, guard!
Why do you call, stranger?
Look... I'd like to talk to your chief, to Tani, for a few minutes.
No.
If you're going to kill us anyway, I don't see what difference it would make. And it would be worth it, wouldn't it, if I could tell him what is actually causing these landslides?
Island falls into sea because Walikanau is angry. When we kill strangers, Walikanau will no longer be this way.
But we can explain about the landslides without anybody having to die for it, guard.
No. Tani has decided. Nothing can be changed now.
Well, do you know what they're going to do with us? How they're going to kill us?
This Tani has also decided. One of you will be thrown into the sea from the cliffs. A sacrifice is needed.
Oh, golly.
Tani has said that this human sacrifice from the cliffs themselves will satisfy Walikanau. And he will no longer throw our land and our homes into the sea. Now, I have spoken to you enough. You may spend your last hours in contemplation.
Well, wasn't that just dandy? When I fall off the cliff, those waves will bang me around against the coral and...
Maybe I'll be the one, Simba.
Oh, that's no better. I'd rather go off there myself than watch you go over.
No, listen to me. I've got an idea. The first possible way that I've seen out of this mess.
You mean there's a chance?
There might be. I'm not sure. At least I'm going to try it. Just remember this, Simba. No matter what I say, no matter what I do, don't look or act surprised.
Are you ready to make this sacrifice for Wale Canal?
No, I don't want to.
Let me do the talking, Simba. Yes, Tani, we are ready.
That is good. The gods should be appeased more rapidly if they see you do not struggle.
Well, let's get it over with, then.
One of you will be thrown from these cliffs into the sea. We will choose by lot.
Would it be all right if we look down first? If we see where we're going to be thrown?
Very well. Come, I will loosen the bonds on your feet.
Thanks.
Feels good to be walking again.
Here, right here. You will be thrown from this point by this coral marker into the sea below.
Oh, gosh. Look at those waves pounding against the bottom of the cliffs.
Tony, I wonder if I could ask one last favor.
A favor?
Yes.
What sort of favor is it that you wish? I warn you, in order to satisfy the wrath of our gods, one man must either leap or be hurled into the sea.
I understand. Either leap or be hurled. And I'm willing to pay with my life. But suppose I leap and still survive.
In those waves, among those rocks, it would be a sign of forgiveness, but it is impossible.
I'll dive into the sea myself. I don't have to be thrown.
You are very brave, young stranger. It is a pity that the fearlessness of such as you must be rewarded only by death.
No, death. No, you can't.
I'll do it. Now.
The stranger is going to make his sacrifice. See, O gods of our people. See and hear.
Dick.
Keep your chin up, Simba. We haven't lost yet. I'll be seeing you.
Dick! Dick! He's done it!
Look, my children. The valiant stranger has sunk beneath the waters. No! He rises to the surface!
He stays afloat, despite the angry waves and the cruel rocks.
He's swimming. Dick is really swimming in those rough waves.
He lives! He lives! The god smiles on him.
The stranger lives in the sea. He is not drowned.
The curse of Wally Kanao is broken.
Attaboy, Dick. Right out those waves.
He swims beneath the surface of the waves, and then he rises to the surface again.
He's diving under the water purposely.
Wally Kanao does not wish the strangers to die. One who swims like a porpoise is not meant to die.
Wait for that.
Quickly, my children. Lower a snout rope into the waters and lift the young stranger to safety. The curse of Wally Kanao is broken.
You sure you feel all right, Dick?
Sure. I'm feeling fine now, Simba. That food that Tani gave us fixed me up fine after my little swim.
My thanks to you, young stranger, for breaking the curse of the gods.
Tani, there never was any curse of the gods.
Huh?
If you mean those landslides into the sea, they aren't over yet.
I do not understand.
Listen, then. The reason I wanted to dive into the ocean was to prove to myself that an idea I had was right.
But the sea is so very strong.
Dick's a heck of a good swimmer.
So I discovered.
I did some underwater swimming along the base of the cliffs. And, Tani, my theory is correct. The reason chunks of the island fall away into the sea has nothing to do with your gods.
You know, a few hours ago I would not have listened to you. But you were spared when you jumped into the raging currents. Now I listen.
It was just what I suspected, Simba. The naval and air bombardments bit holes in the coral foundations of the island, tore away chunks of land, and caused heavy splitting and crumbling away.
Golly, you were taking an awfully long chance of making sure, Dick.
Come here, Simba. Not as much chance to it as you think. I rubbed my wrists against that coral marker when Tani led us to the edge of the cliff and frayed through the ropes. And when I dived, I could see a sort of hollowed-out place in the coral. One deep spot among all the shallow rocks.
And you dive so accurately, you hit that one spot. Wow!
If the explosions of war have caused this great hardship to my people, and not the anger of Wale Kanao and our other gods, what can I do? And what can my people do to end this terrible thing?
I think I may have the answer to that, too. I swam around the breaking rocks enough to figure out something.
We will do as you say.
The holes just offshore have already been mostly filled in by the slides. At low tide, Simba and I, with some of your strongest men, can fill in the other holes.
And there's one you owe a debt to.
It served its purpose, but we'll fill it in, too.
Then we can have some fun on the rest of our vacation.
My young friends, we of Malanu Mau will make it our first business to see that you enjoy the rest of your stay. I myself will teach you spear fishing.
You ready to go, Dick?
Yep. All set, Simba. They're putting a little launch ashore from the freighter to take us back out.
Well, I guess this is goodbye then, Tani.
Yes, Tani. Goodbye. And thanks for being so nice to us.
Goodbye, my friends. Come back soon to Milano, Mao. We nearly killed you, only to have you help us to save our homes and our lives, and to rid us of ancient superstitions.
We'll be back someday, Tani. And in the meantime, I'll bet you anything you want that every time Dick dives into a swimming pool...
Every time I dive into a pool, I'm going to think of how I had to almost try to kill myself in order to save my life.
Dick Cole will return in just a moment. But first... Dick Cole fans, be sure to listen in again next week, same time, same station, for another exciting half hour with Dick Cole. Yes, plan to meet Dick Cole every week on the air and enjoy his thrilling radio adventures as you've enjoyed him and his life at Far Military Academy in those two favorite comic magazines, Blue Bolt and Foremost Comics. Now here's Dick to say...
So long, gang. See you again next week. Remember, it's a date.